Got it, Rex.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good stuff.
Yeah, good, thank you. My name's Tristan Slarko. I got my engine rebuilt for you guys last year.
Yep.
I did have a problem when I started the car up. I think it was last year when it started to idle and it was going up and down. It was like a altitude sensor or something like that.
Okay, yep.
It started doing it again.
Yeah. Have you taken it to any other mechanics?
No. No, I haven't. No, I haven't been anywhere. So, yeah,
have
they started
to,
probably...
You haven't taken it to, like, Subaru or anything like that, or, like, even for a recall?
Nah, I haven't been anywhere except for you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I did an oil change on it probably a couple of months before I brought it to you guys last time when you checked the... when it started idling funny.
Yep.
We're going up, started idling up and down, and just all over the place. But,
I'm only asking because a lot of the time the barometric pressure sensor, which is what you're talking about, we'll just unplug it, and a lot of time guys will just plug that back in, thinking it's supposed to be plugged in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we can have a look for you.
Yep.
When
can I bring it in?
Is that all we're looking at, or does it need a service or anything?
It's still got another nearly 2,000 k's before it needs a service. Can't really afford to get it serviced yet.
Yeah, so just having a look at the hunting idle.
Yeah. I did it really bad yesterday, because I don't drive it very far. Went to the shops, and I parked in a car park, and the back end of the car slumped down. It was like a bit of a slope.
Yeah.
When I started, it was like it wasn't going to start. So I'm going blah, 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 and then it just kicked in, started revving at about, I think just under 2,000 revs.
Yeah.
And then it drops back down to just
That's
under
right.
one.
Do you want to bring it tomorrow?
Yeah. How long do you reckon you have to look at it?
Just
or how long
you leave
reckon...
it with us for the day?
Yeah, I could, but I can't get there until later on, around about lunchtime-ish.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like
I was thinking more like if you drop it off in the morning, pick it up like late afternoon, like maybe 3, 4.
Yeah, so I start work about 6 in the morning. So I leave home around, about 5 o'clock.
Oh, right. So you're saying to drop it off later in the day.
Yeah, well, I finish around about lunch, roughly. So,
yeah. Could you drop it off later in the day and then maybe pick it up the day after?
I could possibly do that, yeah. I'm just trying to work out what else I've got on. Just depending, because I don't know where I'm working from day to day, that's all.
Yeah.
I've got to pick up the kids from school. So, I could possibly drop it off tomorrow.
Yeah, unless you want to come tomorrow, did you say 1 o'clock?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, do you want to do that, and maybe we'll get Warwick to jump in quickly, see if it's something we might be able to work out quickly, if you can hang around for a while.
That'd be great if you could.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, so I'll take this to work instead of the van. I'll just chuck some tools in, and I'll go straight from the job, straight to you guys.
I'll let Warwick know. I'll get him to have a look while you're waiting, and if obviously we need it overnight, then we can just work out what works for you and when we can do it.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's done. Easy.
All right, cool. Thanks, mate.
All good. Thanks.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya. Thanks.
Bye.